Hey Beast, you want to go for a walk? Hey world, it's Beast, and I'm here to offer a survival guide. Now, I'm sure some of you are wondering, what does a puppy know about survival? First of all, we're descended from wolves. I know a lot about survival. I mean, wolves live in the wild. So obviously, I, who have ancestors who were wolves, know things. Things that people don't know. Yes, I am a spoiled, pampered puppy dog. Yes, my parents take good care of me, and I have never lived wild in my life, but I still know things. Trust me. But really, I mean, this is a guide for puppy dogs. Maybe kitties too, but that's a whole different conversation. This is mostly for puppies whose parents are at home right now, and whose parents have been at home for longer than normal. Hopefully your parents are home with you, and they are spending more time with you. That's great, but listen up. I got some tips. See, mommy used to work from home, so we know all the tricks. Oh, cars, I gotta be real still. Car one. Car two. Okay, so here's the first trick. Now is not the time to guard the house. It's the time to sleep, especially for me. See, when mommy and daddy are out of the house, I have to guard the house. I'm the scary dog, not Bella. Trust me, they've heard her bark. It's the big dog bark. But my neighbors are way more afraid of me when I bark. I have that special bark, you know? It scares them all away. Clearly, that is why people don't come to my door all the time. It's definitely because of me, not because of Belle. Trust me. But, yes, now is not the time to guard the house. See, I have Daddy home with me, so I don't need him to guard the house. Sorry, I don't need to guard the house. That's his job. Yes, I will keep the mailman away. Yes, I will keep people from coming to the door. But Daddy's there, and he can take care of the real scary stuff if there is any. So I can just sleep. So now is the time to catch up on all that sleep you didn't get while you were guarding the house. Belly does not get this. She keeps thinking that she needs to be watching out the window every 5 seconds. She gets up on the guest bed and stares out the front window all day while Mama works. No, Bella, that is not what you need to do. Just relax, catch up on your sleep. We don't need to guard the house. Mommy and Daddy are home and they will take care of the scary things. Ugh, silly Bella. Second thing Belly needs to learn is that when Mommy is working from home, she can't go outside with you all the time. She might be able to go outside a little bit, but that's very short. She can let you out, but she can't go play with you all day. Belly does not understand this. So if your parents are working from home, just be careful. Don't ask them to go out every 5 seconds. Like I said, now is the time to catch up on sleep. If you don't ask to go out every 5 seconds, Mommy and Daddy will probably give you extra surprises at the end of the day. They may even give you extra cuddles. I've gotten them because I've been a good boy. Bella has been sleeping on the guest bed watching Mom work. But Bella has been trying to get Mom's attention. And you know what? Bella has not gotten these extra cuddles. I've gotten them all. I've also gotten extra walks. See, this is smart. You play it safe. You just don't be demanding, and suddenly you're getting all these extra walks. But make sure to make puppy dog eyes at lunchtime, because at lunchtime the people should go outside and they should walk. They might forget this, but you will remind them. It's a good trick. It gets them outside. It gets them moving. But don't go too far from your house. Like I said, you have to be safe. Stay close. Just a little neighborhood walk. You'll feel good. They'll feel good. They'll know it's lunchtime, which is important because then you can get them to feed you. Getting fed extra is important. So do everything you can to get extra food. Make sure you eat when the people eat. Ask for food at lunchtime since they're home. Make sure you get breakfast. When mommy gets breakfast, I have to get breakfast. Get really good at those puppy dog eyes. Trust me, they work. Because you're probably not going to be getting as many treats. I am not getting as many treats because even though I am in and out all the time, I don't get my cookies because Bella is not going where Bella is supposed to go to get cookies. So, unfortunately, I can't get as many cookies. So, take advantage of all the food times you can. If parents are eating, you eat. If mommy or daddy stands up to get a snack, ask for a snack. You'll get it. Trust me. That's everything I can think about right now in terms of work from home survival guide for puppy dogs. If you're a kitty cat, just hide. It's much safer that way. Anyway, I will let you go, but I might come back next week with more, or we might have a special episode. I don't know yet, but either way, hang out and pay attention. Stay safe, everybody. I love you all. Bye.